Chapter 69. In the year 500, in the seventh month, on the 14th day of the month, in the life of Noah.
In that parable, I saw how a mighty quaking made the heavens of heavens quake. And the host of the Most High and the angels, thousands of thousands and 10,000 times 10,000, were greatly disturbed. And the Ancient of Days was sitting on the throne of his glory, and the holy and righteous angels were standing around him. And great trembling took hold of me, and fear seized me, and my loins were crushed, and my kidneys were loosened, and I fell on my face. And Michael sent another angel from among the holy ones, and he raised me up. And when he raised me up, my spirit returned, for I had not been able to endure the appearance of that host in its turmoil and the quaking of the heavens. And Michael said to me,
"What have you seen that you are so disturbed? The day of his mercy has lasted until today, and he has been merciful and long-suffering to those who dwell upon the earth. But the day and the power and the punishment and the judgment are coming, which the Lord of Spirits has prepared for those who do not worship the righteous judge. And for those who deny the righteous judgment, and for those who take his name in vain. And that day has been prepared as a covenant for the elect ones, but for the sinners, a visitation."
And on that day, two monsters were separated. The female monster, whose name is Leviathan, to dwell in the depth of the ocean, above the fountains of the waters. But the name of the male is Behemoth, who occupies with his breast the trackless desert named Dudio, east of the garden where the elect and righteous dwell, where my great-grandfather was taken up, the seventh from Adam, the first man whom the Lord of Spirits created. And I ask another angel to show me the might of those monsters, how they were separated in one day and were thrown, the one into the depth of the sea and the other into the dry land of the desert. And the angel of peace who was with me said,
"These two monsters are prepared for the great day of the Lord, to provide food, so that the punishment of the Lord of Spirits may rest upon the sinners, in order that the punishment of the Lord of Spirits does not go forth in vain. And the children will be killed with their mothers, and the sons with their fathers. When the punishment of the Lord of Spirits rests upon them, afterwards will be the judgment according to his mercy and his long-suffering.